Over many years, I have worked to establish spiritual and material developments, Dharma centers, teaching programs, Dharma books, spreading Kadam Dharma. And we know how much the International Kadampa Buddhist Union, the new Kadampa tradition, has developed in such a short time. This is amazing. We are new, but our spiritual development is amazing. We are not pretending. This is the truth. Our spiritual and material development is perfect. Our way of running Dharma centers and people's way of life, everything is acceptable according to society. We have created a very special development that the world has never seen before. Kadam Dharma entering mainstream society, this has never been seen before. So this is coming from our Guru's heart, from his respecting. You say, I did. This Geshe-la being humble, I have done nothing. You people did this. I respect people, believing they are special. I respect society and people. My own good qualities are I have a good heart and a good motivation. But other people did the actual work. Why? How did this precious development come about? It is because I respect people, and then they respect me. If I did not love them, if I did not respect them, if I ignored them, all these developments would have been impossible. It is because I believe people are important and very special. Externally, they are as if ordinary, but in reality, they are not ordinary. In this way, I always maintain a pure and positive mind, believing from my side people are important. Clearly, this believing is working. This believing, this correct belief, is part of wisdom. There are many incorrect beliefs that bring suffering. For example, the ignorance of self-grasping, self-cherishing is incorrect belief. This also works with our friends. If, for example, a husband believes his wife is very special, always looking in a pure way, believing she is special, respecting her, she will also do the same, and they will have a happy life. These ideas are coming from Dharma. So I wanted to say, these are Geshe-la's explanation, but what's appearing? So you know, we are practicing a new presentation of Kadam Dharma. We are practicing Kadam Dharma for the modern world. It's a new presentation. It's never existed in this presentation before. Such as the 8 steps to happiness. This is a new presentation. All the meditations we practice, all our Kadampa Dharma books, are oral instructions that are a special presentation for the modern world. They're pouring from our founder's heart. Independence upon what? His wish to benefit all living beings of the modern world. So a Dharma, a presentation of a Dharma, which he got permission from his root guru, Vajradhara Trijang Rinpoche, to develop. A Dharma's appearing that is in accordance with what is acceptable to society. It's coming from respecting others, their wishes, their way of life, their capacity, what they can understand, what they can practice in the context of modern busy life. So this presentation is according to the needs and wishes of modern people, because this is who Geshe-la is thinking about. Therefore, from his heart is coming the most extraordinary presentation that is Kadam Dharma for the modern world. It is what is acceptable for people. You know, it's so acceptable. We love it. Not only does it not feel strange, distant, difficult, other than us, it's appearing for us. So it feels, like Geshe-la uses the word, it fits. It feels, even from our very first class, we heard something that moved our mind. We liked it. We wanted to come back. This is magical. It's wonderful. So Geshe-la's presenting a new presentation for the people of the modern world. It's acceptable. It's suitable. It's practical. So you think, how can you change the presentation of Buddha Dharma? What extraordinary qualities has to be in the mind that's able to do that? And Geshe-la said, it's naturally coming. In fact, so powerfully is it naturally coming. As you know, Geshe-la's even editing his own teachings. It's keeping coming. So Buddhists taught that Dharma should be given according to society's capacity. And Trijang Rinpoche said this to Geshe-la when he requested his permission. And Trijang Rinpoche said, please give Dharma according to the needs and wishes of your students, the people of the modern world. And this glorious new presentation has appeared, helping everybody, everywhere, because it fits with the needs and wishes of the modern society. So I think if we contemplate the inconceivable great kindness of our Founder, may we keep contemplating until tears fall without choice. I think all we need to do is imagine a world in which our Founder was not appearing. How would we be sitting here? What would we be learning? There would be no liberating path for us that we could understand and integrate with busy daily life. Then tears come without choice. They're not sad. They're so deeply appreciating. Then a dedication comes. I'm going to practice. I'm going to realize these teachings. And I'm going to join in causing these teachings to be available for everybody everywhere. There is no one anywhere does not need to know that cherishing themselves leads only to endless suffering, and cherishing others will lead to supreme and everlasting happiness.